Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd. It's time for another one of our In Other News, and joining us once again, we have Pat Beeman from On an Island with Pat Beeman. Pat, glad you could join us again.
Shepherd Wolf, it's always good to be with you guys.
Yeah, we've had kind of a busy week this past week, and we haven't really had a chance to get together, the Wolf and I, or of course Pat. And so now we're playing a little catch up, and the only way to play catch up in the right way is to talk about some news stories. So, what's our first news story?
I've tried to find a collection of stories which aren't particularly depressing this week.
Good.
I found some about witchcraft, dinosaurs, strippers, incest, and an overrepresentation of Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, Florida news stories always make good news stories to talk about.
Yeah. So, on that note, police in Florida search for a woman who allegedly scammed 10 people out of $100,000 by providing witchcraft services that included readings and love spells.
Okay, so when you said Florida and then witchcraft, I didn't...
No.
I wasn't ready for those to be combined.
Right.
I gotta be
Louisiana,
honest with you.
Louisiana, yeah, maybe a little
right.
bit.
Not
yeah.
Florida, though.
No.
That one caught me off guard.
They're diversifying to repair the economy after COVID. So they've gone into witchcraft.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, witchcraft can be fun, but scammed a lot of money. I mean, I didn't realize there was that much money in witchcraft.
Well, works out like $10,000 each. So, yeah.
Not bad.
It's pretty expensive. I mean, who are you trying to get fall in love with you? Like Tom Cruise or something? I mean, who's going to spend $10,000?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could be worth it.
Right. So Naples police said they have 10 victims who have come forward, claims they were deprived out of large amounts of money. Ads were found throughout Hispanic newspapers, radio ads on local Hispanic radio stations, and flyers throughout the Golden Gate and East Naples areas. Now, we will leave Mr. Beeman to jump in here and comment about the demographic that was being targeted.
I think it's somewhat unfortunate. I don't know the Naples area, but, targeting the Hispanics is slow rent.
It is.
No, I agree. And there's a big Hispanic population down in Florida, too.
Yeah.
It's mostly Cuban, isn't it?
Well, it's still Hispanic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It.
Yeah, I mean, they speak Spanish. Right. So I think the only people that speak Spanish that aren't Hispanic are from Portugal, right?
They speak Portuguese.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Just like the people in Brazil speak Portuguese.
I know. That's confusing. Yeah. Why don't they speak Brazilian?
I don't know.
I mean, they have their own wax and everything to make candles down there.
Might as well have a language, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So the ads were first published in December 2020, leading the alleged in-person encounters beginning in mid-January and ending in mid-March. Woman is described as being possibly Hispanic or...
Possibly?
Or Eastern European, but speaking Spanish with an unknown accent or dialect.
Well, Hispanic and Eastern European, those are easily confused.
Yeah. Yeah, I think most of those Slavic and Russian dialects sound very, very similar to, you know...
Do they eat tacos in, like, the Slavic areas?
They'll eat anything and get their hands on.
Oh.
It's harsh winters.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are they putting the tacos over there?
Probably the local relative who most recently died. I'm not sure. I wouldn't even want to guess what the tacos are made out of either. It's taco in name only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of spices they use on the tacos over there.
Ground radioactive soil or something.
Oh, those are just the Chernobyl tacos.
Yeah.
Did you see that deal that you can get booze made in Chernobyl now?
Is it glow in the dark?
I think so.
Yeah.
No, it's like they literally label it as radioactive booze, and there was some that was shipped over and got caught in a container and they quarantined it or whatever, but people are buying vodka and everything made in Chernobyl so they can get the radioactive part out of it.
It's probably not going to be the worst thing I've ever drank.
So. Probably not.
No. Might as well order some along with the absinthe.
Yep.
Yeah. So the ads were published in December, and a sign shared by the department appears to offer services for love spells and cleanings. Not so, well, I don't want to make this leap, but it's quite easy for Hispanic people to sell cleaning services.
Well, yeah, that makes total sense. I mean, let's not be too stereotypical.
They don't normally throw in the love spells, though, I've found.
But which one's first, though? I mean, is it like get your love spells and five rooms and a hall clean for free?
Yeah, think about the logical progression from a psychosocial point of view though, right?
Okay.
Going on a date.
Right.
Okay. You want to bring them home. Better make sure the house is clean.
That's a good point.
Synergy.
Yes. I wonder if they're doing the spell while they're cleaning. I mean, multitasking is a big thing nowadays.
Well, a bit like the kind of whistle while you work Disney approach to things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, and Disney World's down there in Florida. So, see, that logic holds together.
Right. So the woman identified by the victims as being named Rosalia told victims they had darkness inside them and that she needed to fix it.
What was that song, that Hello Darkness, My Old Friend? Is that where they got that song from?
No, that's stolen from Mr. Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, that's right. I wonder if Simon
Sound
and Garfunkel...
Sound of Silence.
Sound of Silence. There's been a bunch of cover versions of that song, too. I wonder if Simon and Garfunkel ever used, like, a hybrid cleaning service / love-making person.
No, because they were aware of the darkness. I think this woman kind of...
I guess you'd have to be...
on people who didn't know they had the darkness.
Right. You'd have to be if you wrote a song about it, right?
Which apparently she didn't, according to that article. So, also, staying in Florida, video shows dinosaur passes through Florida woman's yard. And what is the source, I hear you ask? Says Florida woman.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. So it wasn't an alligator, though. Because isn't an alligator a dinosaur?
Pretty much, yeah. I think so, yeah. I know they used to be a bit bigger.
There's a lot of alligators on golf courses now.
Yeah, look, I don't think we need to be kind of talking about whether this is a real dinosaur or not. Because
why are you trying to spoil my imagination here?
I think it's just riding off the back of the popularity of Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, well, that could be, but what if it was a real dinosaur?
Well, surely it would leave some footprints, unless it's a super small dinosaur.
Well, not on concrete.
Well, it's this woman's yard. What? So you're saying she's got a concrete
yard? Yeah, but aren't there... Well, either that or don't they do a lot of, like, gravel in the yard?
What, in Florida?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't think they grow much grass down there.
Maybe how she first caught it, because she heard the crunching in the gravel from an overly large animal.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, but apparently there's a video, which... I'm not going to show because I don't want this to get too contentious.
Well, not only
in trouble about the UFO comments.
Well, not only that, but it's kind of hard to show the video through audio.
Yeah. Especially as this is just a screenshot of the video as well. So
that's
it makes
true.
It even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could sit here for 30 seconds and Pat and I are going to watch you tap on your screen and nothing
happens.
It'll
be the kind of thing I'll pass to my girlfriend and say, watch this. And she'll pat it for about 5 minutes thinking that there's something wrong with like a finger. It's not working.
Yeah.
And she'll be too embarrassed to say it's not working because she knows if she gives it back to me, I'll hit it and it'll play. But I might actually try that tonight. I thought of it.
Not only that, but
she'll report back.
But then you've got to then say, just watch this really short 30-second video, and then I've got a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
And I'll be right back and come back and then see if she'll tell the truth or not.
Right, yeah.
What do you think Karen would do if you tried to pull that trick on her?
She would pretty much just tell me it doesn't work.
Ah.
She's smart enough to realize that her finger... would either be functioning or not functioning. I'm a little bit worried about the wolf's girlfriend. If she thought her finger would be broken from pressing a button.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's certain non-conductance which you can have on your fingers which actually stop the electrostatic signal going from your fingers, which is why, you know, certain pairs of gloves come with that thing on them saying, you know, you can use them with an iron.
I just assumed it was pressure. I didn't realize it was
If you like oil... if your hands have been in water for too long and it hydrated, dehydrated, it won't do it because it won't conduct electricity.
Well, and like you say, they sell those special gloves because a long time ago, people were like cutting the finger off of the top of their gloves so they could still get to their phone because they're so just attached to the
Frostbite
phone.
Frostbite versus TikTok.
TikTok's going to win.
The woman believes she may have seen a dinosaur pass through a yard and says her claim is supported by a surveillance video. Now, I don't actually have a screenshot of a scene from that video.
That's too bad.
I'm betting it was taken with a potato.
Probably.
I bet you it could literally be anything.
Well, let's be honest. You know they used an Android phone to try to take the video.
Well, they always do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Android, you know all the UFO researchers, they're taking their pictures and videos with Android phones.
Right.
Just so they know, hey, well, yeah, hey,
and we're not taking a hit at Samsung here, because their phones are actually very good quality.
They have improved.
Yeah.
They have improved. But
the other Android trash just doesn't
work.
Like, if you're taking a photo with a Google Pixel, you might as well just
draw
it down your pants and take a photo, because it's going to look the same.
Yep. Yeah, you might as well just draw it.
Yeah. Christina Ryan told a local radio station that a grainy, of course, black and white, of course, video recorded outside her home at 3:40 a.m. brings to mind a Steven Spielberg movie that suggested the Ice Age didn't end the age of prehistoric creatures. Now, I don't know if that's trying to get a snipey ad in for his next Jurassic Park installment.
But yeah, but maybe. I mean, talk about free publicity, right?
Right.
I mean, maybe Spielberg's behind this. I didn't even realize Steven Spielberg was still alive. I thought he died like 5 years ago. Well, isn't that why Star Wars went so bad? Is because Steven Spielberg died?
What, because he couldn't tell George Lucas it was crap?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor guy. Yeah. Rest in peace, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
We miss you.
Yeah. So, and the woman actually quotes the movie here. Maybe I've watched Jurassic Park too many times.
Oh, there it is.
But I see a raptor or other small dinosaur. It's unclear what the object is that dashes past Ryan's place. But the imaginative Floridian said people she shared the footage with also believe what they saw was out of the ordinary.
Oh. Well, most things that you see in Florida are out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's par for the course.
And when you're sharing meth,
yeah,
a lot of normal things might seem out of the ordinary.
That's true.
Yeah.
And did you know cheeseburgers are healthier than meth?
Did you mean in there's less deaths from cheeseburgers? Because I would counter that with heart disease related deaths, mainly based on a fast food diet.
Right. Maybe I need to do some more research
meth
on that.
Meth is safer than cheeseburgers.
No.
We're not going to be controversial if we say it the other way around. So let's just stick with that statement.
Maybe okay.
Put it in the description on the video on YouTube, isn't it?
All right. That makes more sense. All right. I'll forget to do that.
So some say a large bird, but that makes no sense since whatever it appears to have front legs, she said. Have you ever seen a bird without legs, Pat?
No. All birds have legs.
Right. So the fact it had legs does not.
But you had front legs.
Yeah.
It appears to have front legs. As opposed to back legs?
Right. Well, so, if it was a raptor, aren't they like mini T-Rexes? So, I mean, they only have really kind of like two sets of legs which are functioning anywhere. Then they have those small arms and stuff, don't they? So they really only have two legs. So if it's a bird that's got two legs or a raptor which has got two legs, her argument is that it can't be a bird because it appears to have two front legs. I mean, how do you know if the front ones or the back ones
right.
in the dark at 3:40 a.m. or whenever it was?
Birds would be so much more interesting if they had arms.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So they could pick stuff
and
up and carry it
around. Thumbs as well.
Yeah.
But exactly the same intellect.
Right. And they could, they could play musical instruments.
They've learned nothing. They just happen to have two arms with functioning hands.
I mean, can you imagine ducks with arms? They like carry stuff around.
Yeah. Yeah, like carry your shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Pat, where do you think this story's going? What do you think the summary from the local authorities would be?
I think the story's going down quickly.
Do you think money is going to be shifted to move on to this case, drop a few of the homicides down there for the illegal drug running, just to concentrate on the dinosaur, maybe?
I think they're going to just not really spend a lot of time on the dinosaur at all.
They do have more chance of actually catching the dinosaur than the drug lord, so they are ironically.
I don't know. I think they have no chance of catching the dinosaur, so.
Viewers online suggested that what they were seeing was a dog or some sort of large modern-day lizard. So it's kind of really split that one down the middle. It's a dog or a very large
lizard. I'll be honest with you. That's the most interesting part of this is, Who confuses a dog or a very large lizard?
Yeah.
Which may or may not have been an alligator, obviously. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's either a dog or an alligator, basically.
It's probably...
It's gone from a dinosaur to definitely not a bird because of the leg issue.
It's got
to
be an alligator.
So it's got to be a dog or an alligator. Right.
It's got to be an alligator.
Right. after watching better copies, zoomed in copies of the video, the Floridian woman said, I'm sticking with raptor myself.
So that was a 10-minute discussion about an alligator in Florida. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Right. I promised you incest, so here we go.
Ah, all right.
All right. I'll just read the headline. I know every curve, dent, dimple that she has. Twin reveals she shaves her sister's armpits and dry brushes her entire body every day as the siblings document their very close bond in a new reality series, Extreme Sisters. Now, have you got any brothers or sisters?
I have two sisters and a brother.
Right.
And honestly, I don't really want to say anything else
Did
based
any of you
on this.
Kind of like brush each other, dry brush. I don't know what the difference is between dry brushing and wet brushing. Because her entire body, what's that? You just like get a hairbrush, don't put it in water, and just brush the whole person.
I don't know. That one just kind of creeps me out a little bit. I'm totally creeped out by that one.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure you want more. Oh, Patricia and Patrick's, literally. Oh. Those are the names. Look at that.
Oh, that's a terrible name.
Patrick's.
Yeah.
Not Patrick, as in Pat Beeman. That'd be Patrick's with an X at the end.
Yeah.
Is that like taking Latina and putting an X at the end to make it gender neutral?
Oh.
Never heard of that.
That might be it. No, Pat's got a point there. I don't know. Maybe let's get farther in the story. Yeah. Maybe that's where we're going
here. Right. Okay. So they're from Atlanta, Georgia, and they are among five sets of siblings who are chronicling their lives on TLC's new show, Extreme Sisters. While Patrick's or Patrice has her own apartment, she spends most of her time at her sister's house with Patricia and her husband. Patricia was born with a third of her fingers missing on her right hand, and Patricia's been acting as a right-hand woman their entire lives. Let's take a pause to laugh at that.
Wow.
Brilliant journalist. Being a right-hand woman.
Yeah, there's a clever journalist right there.
He's been waiting his whole life for that one.
Yes, he has. He's one day I'm going to be able to write this.
Probably resigned literally the next day after this.
Well, isn't that kind of one of those mic drop moments?
Yeah.
You know, let's be honest. If you're going to be a journalist and you finally get to do
that. He's got that R. Kelly, the world's greatest song playing in his head, and
that's right. He's walking out saying, "There you go, there you go."
So, in a preview clip from the show's upcoming premiere, Patrick's or Patrice can be seen shaving her sister's armpits and dry brushing her body, which they do every morning. "This is my thumb, and this is my pinky," she adds, holding up her right hand to show the camera she is missing three of her fingers. While Patrice has her own apartment, she spends most of the time there with her husband. I automatically step in because I already know what she's going to have a difficult time with. A lot of the time, people forget that she has fingers missing and they should think she can do things because it is hard to dry brush your own entire body if you've got a couple of fingers missing.
That is true.
I've discovered that, even if you use a broom.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder, does she surf?
Why? Well
because you can make the little surfer deal, the little shocker.
Well, now remember, she's missing those ones, isn't she?
I thought you just said pinky and the thumb.
Yeah, she's missing it.
Yeah, but she's missing bits off both of those. I thought, oh no, she's missing the three middle ones.
So she's got to be surfing so she can do the little surfer deal.
Hang loose.
Yeah, the hang loose sign. What was that old brand way back in the day?
Ron John?
No, that's still around. No, the Hang Loose Hawaii. Remember? And it had that little sign.
Nah.
I remember that. People used to have that sticker on the back of their car all the time. You know, people that pretended like they were surfing all the time.
Right.
Do you think that they came about by somebody who was missing three digits on their hand?
Maybe she is the inventor of that brand.
I doubt that's the case. In the clip, she can be seen shaving her sister's armpits with an electric razor. Well, that's good because I thought she was going to be like, you know, using a Bic or something for a moment.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah. They also strip down to their bras and underwear for their daily dry brushing sessions, which stimulate the body's blood flow.
I'll tune in for that.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Do we have pictures of what they look like?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Here we go.
Let me see here. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't expect in that one.
Yeah. Mr. Patrick, you're normally very generous with your compliments on the ladies we show you. So what do you think of that?
She does seem to be missing... I'm not sure she's even missing any digits on that hand. If you if you zoom in, it looks like they've just photoshopped him out.
Right.
That does look like a little bit of Photoshop.
But I would not tune in for that show again.
I don't think I would. Yeah, I don't think I would either.
And FBI statistics reveal that possibly up to 4% of the population may be interested in such perversions as incest. But we can tell any of those incest listeners to our show, because there must be some based upon our listening figures.
Probably.
Do not bother watching this show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
stick to going on the dark web, because this is going to be a waste of your time. Honestly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Not going to get anything out of it.
Stick to the second page of Google and just move on. Yeah. You don't want anything to do with any of that right there.
Yeah.
Although Halloween must be fun for her.
What is that?
Well, because, you know, she's already got
she's got the deformity. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, isn't that what being handicapped's all about? It's having fun at Halloween.
I think you've got a very narrow number of people with deformities or physical disabilities which would actually consider Halloween a great trade-off. But
But it's a great day.
I mean, Halloween is a great day. It's my favorite holiday, actually.
Well, not only that, but think of all the extra candy they get. Like, look how well you did on your costume.
Mind you, in terms of that woman we just looked at, she wouldn't be able to unwrap the candy anyway, would she?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
See, there's a catch.
This is why she has a sister, to be her right-hand woman.
There you go. Yeah. But there's a catch with everything.
Yeah.
You know, nothing in the world is perfect. There's always got to be a catch with everything.
Now, unfortunately, based upon our luck collectively, if we went to Florida and we had three different types of Floridian to meet, we would be meeting the first two, the Hispanic witch with a kind of slightly Russian dialect.
Right.
The woman who thought she saw the dinosaur, right?
Okay.
This one, I can promise you, would completely elude us. Drunk Florida woman, 28, is arrested for offering drunken lap dances to strangers and asking police officers if they wanted to bang on the sidewalk. Quick photo check.
Okay, see, I like where this is
guaranteed,
coming.
Guaranteed.
Never run into her.
Just be meeting the witch and the dinosaur meth lady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Olivia Taylor Washek was arrested for offering drunken lap dances to strangers.
Do you have to be sober for a lap dance in Florida? It's an odd law.
Yeah, but Florida's full of odd laws, so I wouldn't put it past them that you have to take a breathalyzer before you do a lap dance.
Right,
maybe there's some bizarre law like that. Like, you know, a woman in Fort Worth can't wear high heels on Sunday and walk in the stockyards.
Maybe it's about consent. That if you're intoxicated, then you can't be held liable for your own consent in sexual acts.
Oh.
And a lot of lap dancers might get abused. So getting a little bit drunk means you can kind of...
That makes sense.
Always blame the...
Well, Big Brother's always looking out for us. Right. So it's good that Big Brother is looking out for the Floridians down there.
Yeah.
Not doing too well with their culture, but at least they're, you know, kind of looking out for them.
Well...
They need some help, apparently.
Taylor Washett, she was eventually arrested. So, you know, you got to let it play out for a while. I mean, I don't care. I mean, as long as she's not going to kill anybody, if I'm a police officer watching that, I'm probably going to get about 15, 20 minutes to see where it goes.
Well, I mean, look, I think the police officers were doing their job and collecting as much evidence as possible.
Right.
So that's one you kind of got to sit through and you got to say, I don't know. We might need to watch this a little bit more. Maybe we need to go undercover or something like that. Just make sure that we have all the evidence we need.
You know, as bad as this is in that, you know, you wouldn't really, well, I was going to say you wouldn't want to see this, but if there's a video, I'm going to go back and watch it later. You wouldn't want to see this everywhere all the time. So, I mean, it is a bit lewd content. But guess what she actually got arrested and charged with?
Oh, she didn't get arrested?
Not for getting things out, no.
Oh, okay.
What? All the offers of sex.
Right, no, right. None of that. No. Okay.
Disorderly intoxication.
Like drunk and disorderly.
Drunk and disorderly, really? As they call it. Yeah. Just disorderly, yeah. So she got off on all the sex stuff. So Florida does actually come through with living up to its reputation there. She didn't get charged with anything offering.
Could there be a possibility of some kind of entrapment there, and so they had to dismiss some of those charges? You know, I'm going to go back to my evidence collecting theory that maybe some of the evidence there they had to throw out because there was a little bit of entrapment.
Well, I do have to question some of the officers' judgment, because they actually called out a fire rescue team when they discovered that she was highly intoxicated.
Ah, okay. So there's always this story that the police and the firemen kind of don't get along. Sounds like they do in Florida, because the cops probably said,
invite them,
hey, boys,
you might want to come look at this one.
Are y'all busy? Because we might need some assistance. And seriously, like, stop playing video games and come down here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the people at the fire station would be like, dispatch, you're going to have to kind of at least mention the word fire somewhere in there so we can actually justify why we're down here for the next 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the dispatcher probably said, apparently...
she's on fire. She's on fire.
There was a bottle of fireball found next to her chair. Yeah. So call the fire department.
Yeah. There's a woman and she's on fire.
But, you know...
Possibly with chlamydia.
The problem is, see, I'm all about including everybody. They could have also said, and there's a dog loose around, and they could have called the dog catcher too, because he's probably sitting there bored. So why not call the dog catcher? I mean, why do we have to exclude certain people from these wonderful things? Yeah.
Now, Pat, what do you think would be the next escalation after the fire service have been called out here?
Oh, and by the way, before you answer that, I love how he hesitated and said fire service. You know what they call the fire department in England?
What is that?
The fire brigade.
Yeah.
And I could see him hesitating and not calling it the fire brigade, but that's what they call it over there, the fire brigade. But anyway,
I was wondering why they call it the fire service, frankly.
But. Well, yeah, because he knew he couldn't say the word department for some reason, and he didn't want to say brigade, so I would make fun of him. So he was like, what's a different word? Service department. Yeah, we'll go with service. Yeah, the fire service.
Yeah, I didn't want to sound like I'd been watching Paw Patrol all day. So
yeah.
Officers called the fire rescue team when they discovered she was highly intoxicated. Pat, what happened next?
Well, I would assume, after the fire department did their investigation for 15 or 20 more minutes of
at a minimum
observation, then they let her go.
She wasn't evaluated because she is said to have threatened to punch paramedics if they touched her.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No means no.
Well, okay, yes, I gotta agree with Pat on there. No means no, and I mean, in this Me Too world we live in, we gotta protect her. But I'm also wondering, did the paramedics just forget to bring $1 bills with them?
Well, the officers said in the report that they offered to walk Taylor Waschek to a nearby apartment, which seems a very overly personal step there.
Whose apartment is the question?
Right. Or call someone to pick her up. However, she continued to yell profanities at police officers and bystanders. At one point, she allegedly asked officers if they wanted to bang on the sidewalk. At one point, she is also said to have asked the officers if they were going to shoot her.
No kidding.
Yeah. So she got a little bit
like
belligerent.
Shoot her in a good way or shoot her in a bad way?
I think actually the bad way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I
depending
could see
on who's doing the shooting.
Right, so, I could see the good way. Yeah. We're not talking about guns.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Skeet shooting.
Yeah.
Because they say that in a lot of rap songs. I don't know why they like that.
Well, I'm thinking more like
skeet shooting.
No, I'm thinking more like
skeet, skeet, skeet. So that's obviously.
No, I was thinking more like tequila shots.
Oh, okay.
You know, just doing shots with her.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Yeah. I mean, once you're past a certain point. Right. You know, just adds a little bit of fun insult to bad injury.
Right. Keeping along these type of lines, strippers, which indicates there's more than one and possibly simultaneously.
And we're not talking about paint, right?
No.
Okay.
Not so far. Oh, strippers bit officers' nipples to keep him awake. Sounds like a dream weekend, really.
Well, now, and this is in the same deal like this?
No.
Oh, this is a different story.
No, that's what I said. It's on that, along that same vein.
Oh, yes, okay.
So, decorated U.S. Army chief resigns after his battalion got drunk and went off the rails during a trip to a Polish lap dancing club. Is our tax dollars hard at work
there? Right.
Well, not mine, but...
You know. Well, not ours. It's in Poland, right?
Well, yeah, but it was a U.S. Army people over there.
Okay, I see your point. Yeah,
on tour.
Yeah, because our taxes pay for their salaries, and then they're over there, and then they're doing that.
We're protecting Poland from being invaded by whom?
Probably Germany.
The again. Damn Germans again?
Yeah.
Germans can be a little sneaky sometimes.
I can. That when you're kind of, well, I was going to say when you're least expecting it, but
yeah,
World War II was
that was expected. Predictable. Yeah. That was predictable. Yeah, that was kind of a given.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit worried about our soldiers being over in Poland and getting addicted to sausage.
I'd have more concerns if they were stationed in San Francisco and getting addicted to sausage.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Fix was forced to resign after his battalion's drunken strip club trip. He went AWOL for 48 hours after dancers bit his nipples. A police probe revealed Connor was likely drugged, and Fix did not seek medical help.
So they did the old drop the roofie into the drink kind of trick. Possibly.
Maybe.
I'm not trying to point blame.
Maybe they kind of had it on their tongues, and when they were biting his nipples, they passed it through the skin like that.
Oh.
That'd be a clever way to do it. That's like a James Bond type way to do it.
Well, not only that, but if they're able to do that, they need to get hired by the military. Because that's one heck of an assassin there.
I think the CIA have plenty of those honeys who do the, getting the spies lured into traps.
I wonder if the stripper that you talked about in Florida was actually a CIA agent and trying to test out the capabilities of our current law enforcement.
Yeah, but it was in Florida, so they should have crossed that one off the list.
Oh, that's a good point.
So the unit were on an official trip to Gdańsk in Poland to improve cohesion and morale, which I say probably worked.
Yeah.
Definitely. No, they're
by any means necessary.
Well, there's no reason why they can't have morale building things. I mean, it's a lot better than companies nowadays in the United States where they say, hey, we want to take care of our employees and treat them better. What should we do? Hey, maybe we should pay them more money. No, let's just have a pizza party. That's pretty much what companies do now, is just feed them cheap pizza.
Yeah. So the unit, part of the 101st Airborne Division, was on a 9-month rotation exercise in Europe, providing air power along NATO's eastern and southern flanks. But after getting heavily drunk, they decided to go to an off-limits Club Obsession strip club. Inside, they continued drinking. Probably because, a lot of...
Well, what else are you going to do?
A lot of those places, I think, make you buy drinks. It's free entry, but they make you buy drinks.
Oh, like comedy clubs.
Yeah.
That was so ridiculous. I remember going to a comedy club, and it was that 2-drink minimum. It's like you got to buy 2 drinks, and they're super expensive.
Right.
But then you get this free ticket, right? So you have to have a ticket to get in, which is ridiculous because they're free.
Right.
And then it's a 2-drink minimum.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Mm.
Inside, they continued drinking, which was a shock. An official investigation found Connor had received multiple lap dances and that strippers bit his nipples to keep him awake. Now, who spilled the beans on that one? Do you think the strippers were like, I remember him. We had to bite his nipples to keep him awake.
Pat, I can't picture the strippers being the ones that, kind of let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
I think that the strippers live by the code that
what
happens in the...
Right.
In the
you don't snitch.
In the chair, stays in the chair.
Yeah, you don't snitch.
Yeah.
And besides, you'd say something else like, he kept falling asleep, so, we were shaking his shoulders, not we bit his nipples.
Right.
Unless they're obviously trying to get, again, publicity for the club. Because, hold on, if I feign a little bit of sleepiness here, not only do I get a lap dance, I get my nipples bit to keep me awake.
Maybe this guy is a lot smarter than we think he is.
Yes.
Yeah, there's something there. There's something there.
He also repeatedly had his credit card swiped. When the soldiers finally left in the early hours of the morning, Connor could not be found, and he hadn't gone back to his hotel room. So he went somewhere other 48 hours, can't remember, and nobody's found out where he went. But he's back now.
So. Oh, well, good for him.
Sounds like he's a good time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Probably well worth the ending of your career.
Yeah, absolutely. With all that said, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. Pat Beeman from On an Island with Pat Beeman. Glad you could join us once again.
Absolutely, boys. Anytime.
And we will catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd podcast.
If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.